Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Today's sermon came to me last September when I ended up on my back in the hospital because of COVID. I could not believe how sick and fatigued I got by this genetically engineered communist Wuhan, China, CCP bioweapon that has ravaged our nation along with many others since the winter of 2020. I appreciate the on-duty ER doctor and nurses for their swift response to my very low blood oxygen level. They are ever in my prayers and thoughts. I recovered quickly after receiving the monoclonal antibody infusion like so many others treated with this similar product. You doctors and nurses who truly care about the recovery of your patients are well deserving of the title heroes. May the Lord richly reward you now and in the age to come. But may the Lord recompense evil to those hypocrites, liars, and bumbling idiotic fools in Washington, D.C., the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the wicked vaccine manufacturers who love the praises of men, the love of titles, the padding of their pockets, which is the love of money, the root of all evil. Remember, you white-collar extortionists, depopulation fanatics, and goons at the FBI, CIA, and Justice Department, One day your corpse will go to the grave and you will meet your Maker and experience the terror of the Lord, for He will remember the terror you imposed upon the unsuspecting and innocent human beings in your lifetime. Read about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. All the gold and silver on earth will not buy you out of the torment of hell and the lake of fire. 60 million helpless babies slaughtered in the womb cry out to God from the grave. Their voices resonate in the ear of the Almighty. And be sure He knows your diabolical plans to eliminate millions of others with these forced injections of dangerous mRNA spike proteins, synthetic metallic nanoparticles, and who knows what else they are lacing these injections with. You think I'm angry? Wait until these reprobates stand in front of the Lord Almighty. Read the second psalm to get a glimpse of the Lord's wrath toward the atheistic, God-hater world leaders and their henchmen. The Lord gave me this message entitled, "Where is God?" because I have been frustrated with the continual moral deterioration of our nation decade after decade after decade, no matter all the efforts conservative patriots and fundamental Christian leaders have accomplished to sound the alarm and trumpet the call for our nation and her churches to repent. To no avail. The political process and moral standards continually erode away. Our nation has gone from a beautiful constitutional Christian republic where God truly shed His grace upon it to an absolute abomination, much like Sodom and Gomorrah, which God will ultimately destroy. As God first removed Lot and his family from Sodom, so will He remove His endearing saints from off the earth before its final destruction. But until then, we must endure suffering. The title of my message stems from Elijah's profound words when he was holding the mantle of Elijah after Elijah was whisked from the earth by the chariot of fire. Elijah said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah immediately received an answer. So I asked in our day and age, where is the Lord God of the Black Robe Regiment preachers that boldly bellowed forth the doctrine of liberty from tyrants who murdered the innocent? These Black Robe Regiment preachers did not entangle their churches with incorporation. They clearly understood the church was sovereign on its own. Every preacher in America 245 years ago used the same Bible, which was divinely inspired in its English language just as much as it was inspired in its original tongue. It wasn't copyrighted by some wretched publishing house that is more interested in its bottom line than the purity and integrity of God's Word. America is reaping the dire consequences of ignoring this stern warning spoken by the Spirit-led revelator, the Apostle John. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, Genesis to Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. What are we facing now in America and the whole world with COVID? Communism also is a violent plague. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. As the church goes, so goes the nation. It is not the other way around. The churches are supposed to be the gatekeepers of righteousness and the preserver of the oracles of God in a nation, especially our beloved republic. At the day of reckoning, Jesus Christ will not hold this century of churches blameless. Be sure your sins will find you out. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required. Where is God? Part 4. Last few verses of the Bible set in motion a chilling warning that is ignored by massive numbers of churches and Christians today. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever, let him take up the water of life freely. Jesus is saying, come. Come. Do you thirst? Do you have a spiritual thirst for the Word of God? Do you have a spiritual thirst for God? Do you have a spiritual thirst and hunger for me? And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, notice I have them in red, the words in red. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Is it the book of Revelation or the whole Word of God? The whole Word of God. The plagues. God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. There it is, the plagues. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. 99% of the preachers don't even know what that means. Because if they knew, they wouldn't have touched the Word of God. They wouldn't embrace all these new versions. And out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So what are these plagues? Does this just apply to the book of Revelation and the entire Bible? We've asked that question already. What does it mean for God shall take away his part out of the book of life? That's not eternal life. That's life in the kingdom. The word plagues occurs 24 times in 22 verses in the King James Bible. Is this an ignorable passage that the church and Christians have no need to fear? Look at all the churches that face other versions. They don't fear it. They don't. Nobody comments about it. No concern. No trembling. No trembling. So they think the only original Bible is the Bibles that you can't have anymore because they're all torn up in Greek and Hebrew. The only originals were the originals that the authors actually wrote down. That's the only original. That's the true Word of God. No, God preserves his word from generation to generation. And God called a king. Because the Bible tells us God speaks to the hearts of kings. He can mold and shape the king's heart. And God spoke to King James long before King George to clean up the word of God in the English language. The predominant language at the time, the writing of the New Testament, was Greek. All the Romans spoke Greek. Even though some knew Latin, the Greek language from Alexander the Great spread across the world. Greek was the predominant language, but God knew that it was going to shift from Greek to English and had the Word of God translated. And it went through phases, seven phases. Read the book of Psalms and you'll see refining seven times as gold and silver is refined. God warned Israel of plagues should they happen to not obey the laws and ordinances of Moses. Is the New Testament church immune to his wrath? But if ye will not hearken unto me, I will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, isn't this a statute here in Revelation chapter 22? I will even appoint over you terror. I think I jumped. If your soul abhorred my judgment, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Consumption. Consumption is tuberculosis. And the burning ague. We'll talk about that in a minute. What shall consume that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, and your enemies shall eat it. Sort of like the income tax. Take everything you own. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you. Who hates the Constitution? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the list goes on and on and on. Soros, Gates, Gore, Obama. I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursue you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more what? Plagues upon you according to your sins. And if ye will not reform by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. COVID vaccines and fetal cells. Aborted babies. Used in experimentation and in the whole process of the vaccines, not just the COVID vaccine. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities wasted. So what is ague? The cold fit which precedes a fever. A paroxysm of fever in intermittence. It is accompanied with shivering. A fever or shivering fit, much like malaria or COVID. That's what I went through. What is a paroxysm? An exacerbation or exacerbation of a disease, a fit of higher excitement or violence in a disease that has remissions and intermissions, as the paroxysm of a fever or gout. Pestilence, a fatal epidemic disease, especially the bubonic plague. Go back and read all the curses when you have time in Leviticus when you go home. In chapter 26. Look at Deuteronomy. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book. The Lord didn't just write it once. He wrote it twice. He spells out the blessings and he spells out the curses. That thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful. And the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, where is God? And sore sickness, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they... And Egypt in the New Testament is a picture of the world, the diseases of the world, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law them will the Lord bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. It shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And really, you know, this, we may not be plucked out of the earth, but they're going to flood the America with more and more and more illegal immigrants. And it hasn't been going on just for two decades. For the last 100 years. Let me assure you, the Catholic Church has been storming the shores of America. They're the ones who brought the mob in, allowing the mob to come into this country. And listening to Roger Stone and Brandon House on the death of JFK and how the mob was involved in that, how the mob was involved in all the bootlegging during the Prohibition. Thank you. Note how similar this sounds to Revelation in chapter 22, and this is Deuteronomy 29. The Lord will not spare him, but when the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smote against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up again after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness which the Lord hath laid upon it. And we don't have time, but you finish reading to the end of that chapter in Deuteronomy 29. Cannot what happened to Israel when they disobeyed the law of God not apply to the New Testament churches? A lot of preachers think so. A lot of churches think so. God gives stern warnings as to disobedience in the New Testament, just as he does in the Old Testament. Turn your Bibles real quickly to Matthew. If you don't have time, just turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. That's talking about the Israelites, but it's talking about the end times also. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, but their heart is far from you. Does not what God says in chapter 1 of Proverbs also apply to the New Testament church and Christian nations? Why should this not apply to the New Testament? Is it just reserved for the old or for the Jew? This passage applies to the church age just as much as it applies to Israel in the Old Testament. Here is where God's at in America today in the collective sense. Wisdom crieth out. She uttereth her voice in the streets. God is trying to wake you up, America. Last 200 years, she crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproofs. What's the reproof? Corrections. God's been sending storms and warnings for decades. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. That's revival. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproofs. Means you ignore them. Here he is. Here's where God's at in America today. This is what God has been teaching. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. My friends, think about Daniel, Ezekiel. They were godly men caught up in the sins of Israel and were banished to Babylon. Jeremiah was also, he was swept up by the Israelites who were able to flee Jerusalem, flee from Babylon, and he was dragged to Egypt. Godly men caught up in this. Godly people caught up in this. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me and I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. You know, while America has not chosen the fear of the Lord, there was no fear in altering the Word of God. No fear.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.